You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
thoughts of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What have I been saying for years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show? That drugs are dangerous? Yes, but the most dangerous drugs are the kind approved by government, believe it or not. And now we're getting more confirmation of this as we kick off the show today, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Drug overdoses, second leading cause of injury deaths in the United States. Are they talking about illicit street drugs? No, they're talking about the FDA-approved variety. This is according to the CDC's latest edition of Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, coming through Norma Erickson, the gals at SaneVax, and their blog, keeping us up to date on a lot of great things. And you can check all their work out, too. We've got the RSS feed running up at robertscottbell.com. Now, accidental drug overdose is now the second leading cause of injury death in the United States, right behind automobile accidents. This is horrific. The FDA approved variety, and then you got Dick Durbin still wanting to label supplements so that you'll know what that it's not killing anybody. Now the sobering statements from the single paragraph of the latest report are so stunning. I'm going to have to read them to you in a moment, but it is quite extraordinary as we see the continued ignorance within Congress, within the Senate, with people like Dick Durbin and Henry Waxman in the House that continue to think that supplements are the great danger, when in fact it is the FDA-approved government-sanctioned drugs that are harming people. By the way, this is a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm at the Palm Beach Convention Center. I was invited by my dear friend Jordan Rubin to attend some interesting background information, some science and other reference points for his new launching thing of the Beyond Organic. So we're going to be talking to Jordan again in a little while. It's because I eat this way anyway that it intrigued me immensely when I started seeing something going Beyond Organic. It's like, absolutely. I've talked about biodynamics over the years, Rudolf Steiner, different things. And getting cleaner and cleaner is what we need to do, because we've got a lot of assaults on the environment happening, including, of course, the GMOs and pesticide contamination. So anybody that's doing good work to reduce our exposure to these toxins, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and all of that, you know that I want to be there and get that word out to you so that you know you have safe and effective and efficient foods that can help your body, your children's bodies, to retain integrity, to restore health and healing to them as we move along. And in fact, Don, my producer, of course, hooked me up with an interesting guy, Dave Dahl, Dave's Killer Bread. And of course, killer in the context of the positive context, it's killer good. And we're going to talk about, Dave, about his organic bread up there from the Pacific Northwest a little bit later in the program here. And we'll also hear from Jordan Rubin, special event, as I said. If you'd ever like to be a part of the program, it's 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, the website robertscottbell.com, as well as we've got Natural News Radio, of course. That's where you're listening to the stream. naturalnewsradio.com. Just sign up there as well. If you have not already, put your email in there, and we'll send you a daily update of what's coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show, with very special links, some key sponsors that help support us to do this every day, and all the great things that we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So thank you all for being here. We are ready to rock the health world. Now, on to the story. Deaths in the United States due to drug overdose, now second leading cause of what they call injury deaths in the U.S. after different things like automobile accidents. But listen to this. In the United States in 2007, unintentional poisonings were the second leading cause of injury death after motor vehicle crashes. Now, approximately 93% of unintentional poisoning deaths were caused by drug poisoning, also known as drug overdose. From 1990 to 2001 in Florida alone, the non-suicidal poisoning death rate increased 325%. Where's the outrage from Dick Durbin on this? This is coming from FDA-approved drugs. To characterize recent trends in drug overdose death rates in Florida, CDC analyzed data from the Florida Medical Examiner's Commission. This report summarizes the results of that analysis, which found that from 2003 to 2009, the number of annual deaths in which medical examiner testing showed lethal concentrations of one or more drugs increased 61% from 1,084 to nearly 3,000. Again, this is in Florida alone, and this is where we're broadcasting from today. The death rate increased from 47.5% from 10.6 to 15.7 per 100,000 population. Now, during the period from 2003 to 2009, death rates increased for all substances except cocaine and heroin. Interesting. The death rate for prescription drugs, this is where we're talking about it, increased 84.2% from 7.3% to 7.3 to 13.4 per 100,000 of the population. The greatest increase was observed in the death rate from oxycodone. Listen to this, increase of 264.6%, followed by alprazolam, 233.8%, and methadone. These are just dangerous and deadly painkillers, yet they are approved by the federal government. Methadone went up 79.2%. By 2009, the number of deaths involving prescription drugs was four times the number involving illicit drugs. Four times the number of illicit. Where's the danger? Where are the congressmen and the senators calling for the FDA to do something here that would be like pulling these drugs back and allowing for the utilization of natural substances like essential fatty acids, the omega-3s, or even, gosh, we could talk about cannabis. And the fact that those things, the plant medicinals, can reduce pain without the death rate. But no. They have to have a monopoly. Monopoly, not on synthetic drugs, but the monopoly on the killing by drugs. Now, according to this paragraph, right within that study, these findings indicate the need to strengthen interventions aimed at reducing overdose drug deaths from prescription drugs in Florida alone. Medical examiner records are a timely population-based source for data regarding overdose deaths from specific drugs. The data in this report and subsequent analyses can be used to design and measure the effectiveness of interventions. Now, interventions, what we need to do is intervene on FDA-approved drugs and have them pulled out. Deaths reported from prescription drugs increased, listen, 84% during the same time period. Deaths attributable to heroin decreased by 62% and deaths from cocaine declined by 39%. This should never be construed to be me advocating illicit street drugs. That is not it. This is ridiculous. That's where you demagogue an issue like they try to do with Congressman Ron Paul all the time. But this has everything to do with common sense, about recognizing that when you synthesize, you take the so-called organic chemistry, and now we're not talking about organic food, but organic chemistry, synthesize toxic medicines, And then put them out as if they're going to help people when they're causing this mayhem, destruction, and death. This is the kind of thing that if we talk about a culture of life, we cannot expect that culture of life comes from the FDA any more than the CDC, who is acknowledging the devastating increase to death caused by modern medicine, approved by government, but look the other way by those such as Dick Durbin in Congress and the Senate. So what are we going to do about this culture of death that we see emanating from Washington, D.C., resulting in an extraordinary growth in the annual iatrogenic causes, if you will, of death due to, let's say, pain-killing drugs? And this is a very real issue, very big concern of mine. And then I've talked about addiction over the years as well, the addictions that are caused not by the drugs that you get addicted to, but by the deficiencies within the body. The body craving something to balance something that it cannot be balanced by a synthetic chemical, even coming through organic chemistry and modern medical practice. And especially, in fact, it's exacerbated by that because these synthetic substances deplete the very key nutrients necessary to restore or to have balanced function, balanced life. When we talk about hypoglycemia, when we talk about the animal brain kicking into gear because we don't have enough chromium molecules in the food we're consuming, and therefore we have these, you know, inadvertent cravings, extreme cravings, uncontrollable cravings. And now we're not just talking about blood sugar issues, but nutrients to the brain, carried through the blood to the brain. And at that point, shutting down the higher functions. And then we see disastrous consequences in children and teenagers. Not only just behaving badly, but that bad behavior resulting in violence due to nutritional deficiencies rather than the thought that, wow, if we just found the right medication, if we just kind of tweaked the ADHD medication, if we just got that Ritalin amped up just to the right level, everything would be fine. Well, we know the opposite is true. In fact, by hyperstimulating the brain and the nervous system, we're actually devastating their ability to function normally, to interact with humankind, much less animal kind, in a rational way. And yes, kids can be rational. I have two kids of my own. Occasionally, they're rational too. But the reality is, if we can't get them the nutrients that they need, even if they're good kids, they can end up behaving, what you say, out of character. Remember? All of those stories about kids that behave violently and their parents would go, we don't know what happened. Our kid was pretty cool, pretty fine. I mean, never acted out violently before. And then suddenly, bam. Now, it could have been preceded, as I said, by hypoglycemia because of the lack of chromium in the diet, the trace minerals that are just not there in the food. And for the parents out there that have not gotten word that processed food is not the way you raise children. If they haven't gotten word that organic whole foods, the only way we can raise healthy children. Then, of course, they may be shocked by the fact that their kids are being diagnosed with, aberrant emotional and mental and other disorders. And then we find out, you know, the science coming out. We talked probiotics for many years here. Yesterday, we had Kat James on the program talking about the beauty from within, how the microbial world as well is essential for not only supplying us with the nutrients necessary, in other words, breaking down the foods, hopefully the foods have it, but breaking down those foods so we can assimilate the nutrients and then, of course, behave in a balanced fashion, have the energy to function properly, to think clearly, to act on those thoughts rationally in a sane and maybe even loving manner. And we have this reality that most kids are raised in America, in the West, on a diet that is devoid of these vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals and essential fats. And, of course, the corruption to the gastrointestinal tract. We see the vaccinations doing damage to the gut. The antibiotics that these kids are given, like candy, destroying gut integrity, gut ecology. And then they cannot even assimilate the nutrients. But then now we see the emotional underpinnings of these of the microflora. And completely ignoring that and looking to say, how do we destroy the microflora even further? And let's just say, wow, amazing, a miracle has happened. And your kid maybe wasn't vaccinated. And your kid maybe didn't have antibiotics. But they're eating food that is grown artificially, if you will, with the additives, with the preservatives, with the flavorings, with the colorings, all of these things. Not to mention the GMOs that you may not be aware of because they're pretty much invisible in the food. And, of course, the government doesn't want you to know what has GMOs in it, what doesn't. And what do you do then? You don't realize that those synthetic substances, even at parts per million, are devastating your own epithelial lining of your gut and the gut of your children, but also disrupting the gut flora who are, you know, they're really not designed to handle very adequately or very well the synthetic toxins coming from modern, insane medical man and the food grown this way, which is not the way we need to be eating. That's why doing a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show today, coming from the Palm Beach Convention Center. Jordan Rubin, my good friend, has invited me to the launch of their Beyond Organic and talking about changing your diet, changing your life, changing your world. And, I'm all for that. I want you to have access to the food. Make me hungry just thinking about it. But we've got lots more healing to do today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. As I said, we've got Dave Dahl from Dave's Killer Bread, a special interview. We'll have him in by remote. We'll phone him in. As well as we'll get Jordan Rubin up on the program here in a little while. He's originally from Garden of Life. You've heard about him here before. Good guy. Really got his heart in the right place, doing the right thing, and helping you to get the food that you need, that we all need to be well and to regain that wellness that we're all looking for. Thank you for being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Rocking the health world. Health, freedom, liberty. Let's see what else is in the news before we go to Dave Dahl from Dave's Killer Bread after the break.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hold that shrimp on the barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, my Sunday show is just covering the issue of AIDS being poverty. And, of course, any kind of disease of poverty can be, you know, almost anything, whether it be infectious disease or chronic disease, chronic malnutrition, if you will, nutritional deficiencies. In yesterday's USA Today, it was interesting. I was reviewing this poverty HIV link is strongest in the South. I don't know if any of you saw that. I'm sure they still have it up at the USA Today website. I'll see if I can link it. But it's casting new light on the epidemic. Now they're actually acknowledging what we've been saying for years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, that the whole immune deficiency syndrome, which they want to term it, whether they call it AIDS or whether they call it a retrovirus, which they don't have a test to detect the presence or absence of, they're now acknowledging poverty is a common factor. And, of course, you talk about the law of the terrain. If you live in poverty, what kind of terrain are you living in? You're living in a one where food is not containing or is devoid of the essential vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, essential fats, and, you know, adequate quantity and quality of protein, to where you can't basically sustain healthy life. And then they want to blame the microbe because in that way they can, you know, research, you know, a billion, a trillion here or there to promote a vaccine that can never be found, and even if it is, to elicit an antibody response, which is nonspecific and cross-reactive. What's the point? If you can take an HIV test and test positive simply because you're pregnant, what does that tell you? Or you had a cold or a flu, or you had a flu shot, and you, now suddenly you're positive for something they can't detect. It's a stunning, how do we say it, admission of failure on their part. Of course, they're not acknowledging it in this way. But again, the reason why I promote so much the restoration of food, food integrity, is so that we restore integrity to the terrain itself so that these opportunistic microbes, which we then blame for disease, can no longer be the scapegoat, which they're not. They're simply there in the terrain you give them. Now, this is, again, from this story, nearly all U.S. counties stricken with both high rates of what they call HIV infection and poverty are in the southern states. According to USA Today, what is it in the South? I mean, here's where you got a disease that is different when you cross over from the U.S. to Canada. It's different in Australia. It's different in Europe. It's different in Africa. And now they're saying, oh, it's prominent in the South. What is it about? Is it a behavioral disease in the South? Are they going to say that there are more illicit behaviors happening in the South? I mean, this is what they're going to do. Yes, it's really the bias against the South from the North again. This goes back couple of hundred years in some ways, the viewpoint that people in the South are living more like savages, kind of like the way the elitist or the racist kind of viewpoint of Africa, of the, where they're living like savages when they have the heart of existence if they would just go back into the bush and salvage what their ancestors knew about healthy living and about the medicine being from the plants. So, you know, if you see overt racism or what would you call it, politicism, North versus South, you see it playing itself out in this disease that's not a disease, but in an immune deficiency syndrome that they're calling AIDS and still trying to pretend that HIV has anything to do with it. Now, the study drew on data made available from Emory University from the AIDS View Project, offers what they call the clearest picture yet of the close kinship of low income and HIV/AIDS. How does a disease, how does a microbe know how much you make, right? Does the microbe have access to your tax returns? I mean, this is absurd. This is, you know, HIV, the super villain. Couldn't have been created out of the mind of Ian Fleming, you know, from Spectre, out of the James Bond scenario, that, oh, yes, HIV is so intelligent. It knows if you make a lot of money or if you don't, and it's going to get you if you don't. The disease of poverty, the virus. This is nonsense, absolute nonsense. And here they still are playing up on the viral argument. The virus has since made its way from big cities on both coasts into the U.S. heartland. So now it initially preyed on rich people in the big city. Now it's like, oh, we're done with them. Let's go emigrate down to the South where the poor people are. And we're going to go attack them. We're going to get the blacks in the South and we're going to nail them. And the women, too. And here we have this guy from the CDC saying, well, it's clear the epidemic has emerged in ways that would have been difficult to predict from the early cases. That's right. Rich people initially, poor people now. It knows about your socioeconomic status. So if you're not driving a Lexus, be careful. You're more at risk for AIDS. This is the absurdity that's going on there. Then they quote this guy, Harold Henderson, the supposedly HIV expert. How can you be an expert in something that they haven't? That may not have even isolated. We'll be getting to that. There's some very interesting news about the science there coming out of the documentary film House of Numbers, yet to be released. But he's at the University of Mississippi. He says southern states suffer from a host of health issues, including, as they say, HIV, for reasons that extend from poverty to a lack of education and fragile families. He added that many children in the South lack sufficient sex education. Here we go. Again, they claim it's an STD, when the real STDs that have been around for years now, they're acknowledging may not have any antibiotics that would protect you or save you anymore. That's right. Did you hear about this? CDC is saying that there's untreatable gonorrhea. That's the possibility of what's coming down the pike because we've overused and abused these antibiotics to the point of worthlessness. And the fact because they destroy our gut ecology and destroy the epithelial lining of the gut, any immune system you may have is utterly destroyed by the intervention thereof. And of course, we know homeopathic medicine has recognized and acknowledged these STDs and has utilized their medicines, homeopathic medicines, successfully to address them, whether that be gonorrhea, syphilis, or otherwise. And, of course, we also understand as homeopaths what they call miasms, the inherited genetic predisposition based on any STDs that have been in our genetic lineage, which doesn't mean they're going to play themselves out in our lives this lifetime, but that they may, if we do not care for our terrain, if we do not restore the integrity to the entire milieu or environment. I wish I could say milieu better. I sound like Inspector Clouseau when I say that. Milieu? Yes, Inspector. Does your dog bite? No, it's the milieu of the dog. Anyway, we got the CDC acknowledging this. And, of course, we also know about the utilization of silver hydrosol. And I had some questions coming off of that recently. I have to see if I can pull that up off of Facebook, all the friends that send up interesting questions and comments. I try to get to everybody, but the show is growing so rapidly. Please bear with me. And, you know, I understand what Mike Adams goes through, the Health Ranger, with the popularity therein of how many people want to have access to him and his information, which is why he can only do these events from time to time like we did on food security and prior to that economic security to kind of pull up all the questions and get out there what needs to be gotten out there in mass because it's very hard to talk to everybody one-on-one. And I'm learning that as we go here, but I'm very grateful for the opportunity to let loose on this information every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show streaming through Natural News Radio. Yeah, I think as I was reviewing my website there, I'm like 36, 37, 38, 9, 39 comments behind. Oh, my gosh. Show me the patience, please. I'll make it through. By the way, 866-939-BELL. That's probably the fastest way we can respond on the air, because when you have a question, it means that probably thousands of others have a similar question. So that's helpful to me. Go ahead and give a call to 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. That'll get you plugged in. And, of course, all the other news that's fit to print or not print. They're not printing it because, oh, it's too hot. That's why we got to cover it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Wow, I was just thinking about that. There was some messages yesterday that came through on Facebook, people posting to my wall. Sometimes they're absolutely hilarious. Sometimes they're so absurd. Sometimes they're so absurd that they have to be true, and sometimes they're not. It's hard to tell. And this was an amazing one that popped up yesterday. I was laughing. It's like the only way that I would think this is true is because I cover so many absurdities, so many beyond absurdities that we call it the moment of duh, that I was thinking, oh, man, that would be a great moment of duh. Listen to this. And then find out, if you hesitate for a moment, you might think it's real. This was a taxpayer-funded study. A new study shows that people with panic disorders, right? You remember panic anxiety disorders, people that just kind of get in a situation to really freak out and overreact? Well, evidently, according to this new study, they respond poorly to being locked in underwater elevators. And I was reading this, I was like, dude, I don't have panic disorder, but if I was locked in an underwater elevator, I would panic. Maybe, maybe not. I probably would. Human. But, of course, this one actually came through the Onion. But the fact that I had to actually read through this twice to figure that out, it shows you how absurd so much of the science is that is out there, and the reason why we have to navigate this terrain very carefully and read through this, because some of the stuff is so absurd, it might even be true. So thank you to Ben for posting that very funny Onion piece onto the Facebook and catching up with all of that. So yes, panic desire and anxiety disorder. If you're locked in an elevator that's underwater, maybe it's a reasonable reason to panic at that point. Reasonable reason? Who comes up with this stuff? Oh, my wife's going to get me for that one. Well, if we talk about the law of the terrain, think about it this way. I mean, if you're in an underwater an underwater elevator and it's filling with water, that's not a terrain that's conducive to long life, longevity, good health, right? I mean, obviously, as a parent, it's obvious. But the less subtle or less obvious, at least in the Western culture, of the terrain issue is if you are in an environment and you're constantly exposed to pesticides and herbicides and fungicides, or even the controversy of chemtrails. You could be in a wide open environment and suddenly you see these, you know, these chemtrails flying up over you. And by the way, yes, they are different from contrails. Have you ever seen a contrail? It dissipates almost as fast as it is seen behind the jet at certain altitudes. But when you see these so-called contrails that are not contrails, they don't dissipate. In fact, they disperse. They get, you know, the wider and wider and wider. And that tells you there are particulates, there are certain things in there interacting with the environment up above and dissipating down upon us. And that, of course, is another assault on our terrain, which is why we have to do everything we can to clean up our act, the things we genuinely have control over. And that means the choices we make about the food we eat, the choices we make about the beverages we drink, put into our body. What kind of grains are you going to use? GMO grains? Or are you going to go organic and even heirloom variety of things that haven't been modified or genetically modified in any way? And that's why Don has been after me to get Dave's Killer Bread on here, because it's a great organic bread up there in the Pacific Northwest. And although it's a regional story, the story is actually applicable to people all around the world, of someone who has come from very disparate circumstances, desperate circumstances, in fact, criminality, going into prison and finding a way to make a life for himself that not only helps himself, but helps others along the way. And these are inspiring stories. These are the things I like to highlight and spotlight and promote here on the Robert Scott Bell Show whenever we can. I mean, he'd be considered a hometown healer if there ever was one. So, you know, back studio for you on a special interview we have lined up with Dave Dahl from Dave's Killer Breads coming up next, right here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio, the Robert Scott Bell Show, kicking it into gear. Check it out. All the links at robertscottbell.com. Coming right back after this with Dave Dahl from Dave's Killer Bread.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Bravery
And integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers at Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
72% of America is obese or overweight. Heart disease, cancer, and diabetes are at all-time highs. America is sick, fat, and confused. Hi, I'm Kevin Brown, author of The Liberation Diet. I'd like to personally invite you to join me for a four-week intensive course called Liberation Wellness for Life. In this course, you'll learn the truth about how to use real food to lose weight without sacrificing good taste or nutrition. Come on. Summer's just around the corner. You can lose weight with real foods. Think it can't be done? Listen to a few satisfied customers.
I would absolutely recommend Kevin's program to people who are serious about their own success, serious about their own good health, and serious about improving the quality of their life.
Join me for this very special online event. Go to liberationwellness.com and click the online class link. Mention Natural News Radio and receive a $20 discount. That's liberationwellness.com.
Hello.
Hello!
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're back and we're rocking the health world here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And my producer, Don, has been after me to do a delicious story about organics and how it transforms people's lives. Of course, for me, the poster boy for every allergy known to man for much of my young life, transforming to organic food was a no-brainer, except I didn't have the brain to know that what even organic was. So it was a big transformation for me. But boy, do we have a transformation story here now. Dave's Killer Bread, the Dave's Killer Bread story. This is an amazing transformation, and it's a great product, a great bread. Don loves it, and I got Dave on the show right now. Dave, with your killer bread, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you got quite a story, quite a background, and it's just not your typical, I grew up with crunchy granola, and I became a bread baker. Why don't you give us some backstory to understand what you went through and why you say just say no to bread on drugs?
Well, my dad actually was a kind of a granola bread baker, and I grew up doing that with him, so I did have sort of a background in it, but a pretty serious background in it, but I wasn't interested in it at the time. I wasn't really happy with myself. I had depression issues, and I needed some help, and in those days it was pretty hard to get help and treatment for that sort of thing.
Sure.
To even admit it.
Right.
You know?
Kind of funny and strange sometimes how, you know, we could be in a family and we have all the gifts and access to some really good stuff, but for whatever life's experience purpose, we'll reject it. We're not ready for it. We need to go out and do it, have experiences that maybe not be so nice, but lead us back around full circle.
That's exactly what happened. And it was, you know, I'm a very fortunate person to have gone through the experiences that I ended up going through. At the time, it didn't seem to be, you know, something I wanted to do. I was depressed, so I turned to drugs, methamphetamine in particular. And, you know, from there, it led me to 4 trips to prison. I did 15 years altogether. And, I was fortunate enough to, you know, discover antidepressant medication. Doesn't work for everybody. It seemed to work for me. And, you know, everything is all about timing, too. You know,
right.
I was ready to change. So the medication seemed to be a tool that I could use. And I also got to go to school while I was in prison for drafting, computer-aided drafting.
Mm-hmm.
I learned computers. And I didn't get a chance to go on the web while I was in there, so I didn't know anything about the web until I got out of prison.
And you said you were in for how many years total?
15.
15. And by the way, as an aside, I mean, anybody that knows this show knows that I'm not a big fan of SSRI medications, but at the same time, I've also acknowledged that everybody's got a path in life. And I never called for the banning of any of these drugs as much as I believe they're abused, misused in most cases. There are people that have, you know, experiences with allopathic pharmaceuticals that it bridges them to a different life, and that's good. That's why this show is all about freedom. And, of course, you must love freedom having been in prison.
I certainly do. But the cool thing that I found out is that I could be free even while I was in prison. Mm. And that's all about in your mind.
Yes.
And I discovered that. That's the greatest discovery I made, was just accepting myself and finding the value of humility. So these things, you know, led to me having an open mind where I could start creating. And that started with the drafting and other things that I did while on the computer in prison. So I was just, you know, I'd spend my days working on the computer, and I just, it was an amazing experience. And when I got out of prison, I applied it to baking. That was another story that wasn't supposed to happen, because my brother, my nephew, the family business was going without me all these years, and it took over for my dad, and they, they had to actually have a certain level of forgiveness for this to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine that there was a lot of anger and trauma within the family with the experiences you went through.
Yeah, pretty much everybody had decided I was a lost cause, I think, and including myself. So it was amazing that I did have this experience of turning my life around.
Well, and this is a really important and powerful message for those that, you know, have given up on people, that even, you know, the point of where you said, no, it's too far gone, there's no redemption, there's no recovery. Dave, your story, Dave Dahl, is Dave's Killer Bread right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Your story shows that even when it's beyond redemption, that it is possible to make that leap back.
It is. And the cool thing is, you know, we've paid it forward. We have, we now have 200 employees. When I started Dave's Killer Bread with my family, there were 30 employees in the old family business that had been around at the time for 50 years. And now we have over 200 employees, and over 25% of those, I don't have an exact number, are ex-felons like myself, people who have proven to themselves and their families and to us that they can change their lives also.
Yeah, what a powerful, uplifting story here. And I'm sure now the family is just amazed as anybody to see what you have born out of your experience.
I think so, and they've all been a big part of it. So it's been great to be teamed up with them again.
Now, at what point in your history, and I apologize for not going back far enough to know the organic aspect of this, because that's a big part. You know, there's a lot of attack on nature itself with GMOs, pesticides, yeah, herbicides, fungicides. All of these things are also damaging our mental health as well as our physiological health. So your focal point on USDA organic is fantastic as well.
Well, I didn't know what organic was really when I got out of prison. That's the funny thing. Even though my dad was using some organic grains way back in the 70s, when really nobody knew what
nobody
it was.
Knew that. Yeah, I know. The only the 60s hippies at that point maybe knew.
Yes, and my dad pretty much his breads were only eaten by hippies for the most part, so his success was very, very limited in that regard. But you know, he was a pioneer in this sort of thing. Now, eventually, at the time that I got back to the bakery, there was, you know, some organic breads being made, and so I was aware of the organic side of things. I just didn't really know. That was, for me, it was when I started creating the bread. I was looking at whole grains. It was all about whole grains,
right,
and good flavor. But I had a debate. I had to do a lot of research to find out, you know, first of all, is it worth going organic? Is this what people want? Is this what I want to do? Is this the right thing to do? It's a good choice business-wise, because people have to pay more for organic ingredients. And, you know, I had to find out, well, what's the value of it? And, you know, by the time that I finished my research and had been making the bread for a while before we actually took it to market, we made the decision to go all organic because it's just better. We wanted to make the very best bread.
Well, and it's really a stunning thing from your background, because certainly in prison, organic, I mean, that wasn't a word. I don't even know if they used it to describe cannabis back then.
Well, you know, it's kind of a word that has become a meaning, you know, because it has taken on a different meaning, because, you know, organic compounds, they'll confuse you, you know, that's
right.
Different. That's
organic
different
chemistry, yeah.
And when we used to say organically grown, you know, organically produced, which, you know, but that just means, of course, no pesticides, no GMOs, no sludge, you know, a lot of all the crap that's in things nowadays. So it was just after a while, I mean, it became a no-brainer, like you say.
Nice. And as far as, you know, health improvement in regards to your full-on recovery, I mean, you know, the aspect of the sustenance from a whole grain, whether it be, you know, going back to the Bible, how they talked about the whole grains, all the benefits of foods in that way, unadulterated by man to the best of our ability in that regard. But, you know, also the fulfillment of what you described, now a life's mission. You've provided not only good quality food for people, but you have a place where people can work in an economy that, quite honestly, is tanking bad. So this is a success story in an extraordinary way, even today.
Yeah, I think that people can look at this story and get inspiration for their own lives and for their own businesses. And whatever you aspire to do, if you do it with a good heart and passion, I mean, these things, it's not like you can just flip a switch and make it happen, but there's a lot of lessons that you can learn about transformation and how it applies to making something happen in a bigger way for other people, not just yourself. You know, I think that's the coolest thing about it is that what I've done and how getting back with my family and having this forgiveness and redemption has translated to an improvement in so many people's lives. I mean, a vast improvement. In fact, a lot of little transformations that add up to one great thing. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, by the way, the website is daveskillerbread.com. Daveskillerbread.com, all together. And you're out of the Pacific Northwest in Oregon. Are you available throughout the country, or do you ship wherever for those that want to try the incredible bread you're making?
Yes, if if you go to the website, you can hit the order online link. We don't do a lot of that. We tend to do most of our bread in Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Reno, Nevada, California, Alaska, and Utah. That's where we have distribution. People actually like to eventually, you know, a lot of times people to try the bread, they'll order it online, but it's kind of spendy, and I don't promote it per se.
Well, but it's a great story, and I think people might just want to try out what it's like to have killer bread. Come on, that name is awesome.
Yeah, well, they won't be disappointed in the bread, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's great. Well, any other plans as far as outreach, and what are you doing beyond the business itself? I mean, I think your story is such, you probably could appear around and tell your story to inspire people.
Well, it's amazing that I really could spend every day, all day, doing that, because the demand is there. And what I love to do the most is speak to kids who can use some inspiration.
Right.
Kids who are about to go down the path that I've been down, or otherwise, you know, just maybe deep in that already, and need something, because eventually they'll find out. You know, they'll find out that it's the wrong path, and they have to have a choice. They have to have to believe that there's alternatives, and that they can actually succeed in life. And actually, what success means is not about money. So I get a chance to talk to a lot of kids. I get to talk to prisoners. I've talked to Rotary clubs, business groups, and it's always a pleasure. It's always great for me. In fact, it's my program. It's how I remind myself who I am, where I come from, and what it's about.
Yeah, I like that. It's like my story. I had to be ill and recover from it to be able to speak about these things with credibility that people understand, and they find out what I talk about works. In the same way, you've been through some brutality. You've come out of it. Now those kids that are on the borderline or maybe already in it are going to see in you the experience that they know where you're coming from.
Yes, I've seen faces light up, you know, with you know, opportunity, inspiration, excitement about their own futures, and that's what I do it for. Just to see, I love to see that.
Well, awesome. You know, the inspiration is great. I'm so glad, Don, that you connected us here with Dave Dahl from Dave's Killer Bread. I've got the links up at the blog today at robertscottbell.com, as well as through the Natural News Radio daily email updates. If you want to try it wherever you are, as he said, he'll send it to you. You want to have some good bread and say thanks to Dave for doing great work out there. Dave, I appreciate what you're doing, and I know you're going to keep up the good work, but continued success to you.
Thank you. You guys keep on rocking out there.
We shall. Thank you. All right, that's Dave Dahl from Dave's Killer Bread. Don, boy, that was a delicious interview, I'd say, because of the access to the bread, but really an inspiring story, and I appreciate you persisting and getting him on. It was hard to coordinate, but well worth the time.
Definitely worth the time, worth the wait. And folks, if you get a chance to go to daveskillerbread.com, Dave actually has a video put together of his life story where it goes into a little more detail than he was able to today. So definitely go check that out. And if you're lucky enough to be able to try out the product as well, the bread is awesome. We eat it here all the time in my household. So if you get a chance, check that out too. Robert, we're going to go ahead and go to break. But when we get back, I think we're going to go ahead and try checking out some Facebook and email questions. So, folks, hang in there. We'll be right back. Your email and Facebook questions coming up next on The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos.
knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, as we continue on here, a special event, a remote broadcast from the Palm Beach Convention Center. We're going to get Jordan Rubin up next hour, talk to him about Beyond Organic and some of the background behind it, why I am excited genuinely about it, just even if it's just to eat the food. And, of course, I'm very involved in getting access to good quality foods that will support healthy life. I've got two kids, for goodness sake, and that's why we spotlight these things from time to time. Now, on the break, I was just reviewing some things that came through on Facebook. In fact, yesterday, and there was a great comment from Sean. Sean says, "Hey, Mr. Bell, nice to have the opportunity to voice my mind to someone that understands the bigger picture." Well, that's good. I appreciate you recognizing that. I hope that I do recognize and understand the bigger picture. He says, "I have an amazing 8-month-old son who fortunately has had nothing more than vitamin K as shots go. Hugh, as he says, it's been a big challenge about the regular shots with his mother regarding those shots. Before his 9-month appointment, what book will explain about the shots and which to get, if any? Are there really any that are a must?" And he's, "Thank you." Oh, well, Sean, I appreciate the question there, because this is one of the most important decisions you'll make as a parent, whether to do these shots. Now, even the vitamin K shot is a concern for me. Anytime you're injecting these things unnecessarily, needlessly, and they always say you have to do it. Well, it's not always necessary. And of course, what else is in that K shot? Are there mercury preservatives? Is there thimerosal? You need to check all of those issues. And as you move forward and decide, like you said, do I want to get shots for my child? I hope that you and your wife, pray that you and your wife can be on the same page with what you decide. But as I've talked for many years, in fact, and more recently as the weeks have gone by, we've hit in some very intense discussion about a lot of the science that's happening in regards to these vaccinations. Most recently, where it was revealed that these vaccines are basically biological cluster bombs. They go in, they violate so many layers of your own immune system, damage and destroy the gut, that for me, you're asking me, a homeopath, someone who's a parent, which ones do I think are necessary? Are there any that are necessary? No, you ask me, I say none. That's me. I'm not telling you what to do. I couldn't, I wouldn't, I should, I don't. But the point is getting this information out so you can make informed decisions about what you're going to do with your children. Now, I would recommend Saying No to Vaccines by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Dr. Tenpenny is a good friend of mine. She's been on my program many times over the years, and she has a very, very easy, practical, easy to understand and read method through this, and includes, I believe, a DVD you can play to understand some of these issues. Now, there are a number of websites that I've linked to, and I even have the RSS feed opened up on robertscottbell.com for vaclib.org, vactruth.com. Vactruth.com, I believe it is. And that's a great site with a lot of great articles about some of these dangers that the media may or may not ever let you know about. But vactruth.com is also a good one. Well, I just said that. See, I'm getting confused. Vaclib.org. You can understand. Vaclib, Vactruth,
pardon me, but there's a lot dancing through my head. You'll figure it out. I've got the links. In fact, I have them in the notes as well. And if you go to robertscottbell.com, you can see the links there. So which shots, if any, are necessary to get? Well, it depends on who you ask. Obviously, if you ask a pediatrician who is a shill for the pharmaceutical industrial complex, and as far as I can tell, a criminal to inject toxic medicaments, foreign RNA and DNA, yes, that's right, animal protein sequenced fully from animals being injected in your child, much less now more information coming out on aborted fetal tissue. I don't want to gross you out, but if it takes that, it takes that. You and your wife talk about this. Do you feel that it is a legitimate thing to do with your child to inject these things and bypass their normal gastrointestinal immune system? And when you ask these questions, when you stand back and look at it clearly like I have, or like I perceive that I have, or like you acknowledge that I have, someone who understands the bigger picture, it becomes a no-brainer, as they say. You don't even have to ask. You don't need to be an expert. You don't need to have a medical degree to figure this out. In fact, it helps when you're not, let's say, programmed in a certain way where you've got pharmaceutical horse blinders on and you can't see the reality of the way the immune system actually works. And so for me, I've talked a number of times over, well, of course, like yesterday, Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Bitar. Go back and listen to some of those shows. The archives are there. They're free for download at naturalnewsradio.com. That's a great way to go about it. Also, on Fridays, we do the Healing Revolution Friday with Dr. Frank King. We've talked about the issue of vaccination, the fact that there are homeopathic nozodes, the fact that there are ways to undo the damage. Now, this doesn't mean you have carte blanche to damage your children because, oh, well, Robert says you have a way to undo it. Well, wouldn't you rather not damage your child than have to try to undo damage? I mean, that kind of makes sense to me. I know a lot of people, though, are operating in fear. You know, when you wake up and you recognize, whoa, wait, the vaccines, maybe they don't work like they said, or maybe they do, I'm not sure, but they're so dangerous that I don't want to use them on my child. But what do I do? Am I making my child more vulnerable to disease? Or in fact, am I, by virtue of not assaulting them with these toxins, making them stronger? And a lot of these ideas, I recognize, will dance in a new mom or a new dad's head when they start questioning the vaccine paradigm, when they start reading and hearing information, whether they're reading it on natural news, whether they're hearing it from me or Dr. Sherry Tenpenny or so many other sources now as it grows and grows and grows. Maybe you've read The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away by Dr. Rashid Bitar, my dear friend and the Advanced Medicine Monday guest every week here. However you're getting the information, the reality is when you begin to see things differently, you begin to question. If you have integrity, and I believe you do, and asking the question, you begin to question almost everything about your life. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing because you want to be on a solid footing, a solid foundation of how you navigate life. How do you teach your kids to be solid in their understandings of life itself, that they can live by principle as opposed to the whims of medical degreed experts licensed by the government? And at that point, you know, those whims are going to change from the four food groups to 12 food pyramids to now who knows what they have, who knows what they're doing. So these are the things that you have to consider, and we certainly consider it here every day on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. The homeopathic medicines that I utilize, of course, when we talk about vaccinosis or vaccine damage, Thuja occidentalis is the most important one to know about. Thuja, if you've had a child that has recently had a vaccine, or an animal for that matter. We talked last Friday about that. Animal vaccinations, and they're causing cancer, site-specific cancers or systemic cancers in animals, causing them to live shorter lives, not longer lives. These are very real considerations and real concerns. And I'm going to continue, if I call it shouting from the rooftops or just letting loose here on the Robert Scott Bell Show about these harsh realities, because they're going to wake us up hopefully before our children become victims of the pharmaceutical and vaccination industrial complex. But as always, you have the freedom to take this information and do with it what you will. And that's what I'm here to deliver for you. And I'm grateful for all of your support. Thanks again to Dave Dow for coming on board Dave's Killer Bread. We've got more coming up on the special remote broadcast. From the introduction of Beyond Organic with my good friend Jordan Rubin. He'll be appearing with me on the air next hour. Say thanks to all the sponsors. And as always, I remind you as we wrap up this hour, got another one coming. But until then, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show. What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness. And the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know, you remember when you were a kid and you find out that Coca-Cola, as they said, Coca-Cola in the South, Coca-Cola or any of these sodas with phosphoric acid could burn the paint off of a car, right? You pour a Coke, you know, people drink this stuff still, soft drinks, pour it right on the car and burn the paint. Or if you dropped a nail, right, in a glass of Coca-Cola, it would eat the nail up, it would disappear. And they, you know, would joke, well, you're going to drink that, you're going to burn a hole in your stomach. Well, it turns out what they're sweetening some of these sodas with can actually do it. We're happening here live remote from the Palm Beach Convention Center. Thanks to Jordan Rubin. He invited me to come down for the launch of Beyond Organic, the Organic Insider program. And I am here because I am all about organic and beyond organic food. I mean, the point is I live this lifestyle. Anytime there's an opportunity to learn more for you, my loyal listeners, as well as my own family, I want to do it, and that's why I'm here, to get that information to you. But there's a great story here I'm going to cover. You can see it on the web at naturalnews.com. Mike Adams has covered this as of a couple of days ago. He came out with this. High fructose corn syrup contaminated with mercury, which we've talked about over the years, and said, and made using a toxic chemical catalyst that can burn a hole in your stomach. Shoot, you don't even need the soda. Just take the high fructose corn syrup. You're in. You've got your burning holes. Now, why anybody would want to burn a hole in their stomach, I am not exactly sure. But then again, those that claim that they have stomach ulcers and it's caused by, what do they call it, the Helicobacter pylori, the H. pylori, it's because you're not producing enough stomach acid, in fact. And that's where you get the growth of these microbes that could never subsist or exist in the low pH of a healthy stomach producing healthy quantities of hydrochloric acid. Yet now we're finding out that high fructose corn syrup, which is used as a sweetener in thousands and thousands of toxic mainstream products sold throughout the United States and around the world, it's even in breads and of course sodas, even in breakfast cereal. Now it's being blamed for increasing number of, we saw the empty calories in the U.S. diet, but linking it to type 2 diabetes, obesity as such. But who had heard about it burning holes in the belly? Maybe this is the unknown cause, as they blame, again, the Helicobacter pylori, and then they put you on antibiotics permanently to knock it out. Again, nonsense methods to damage the rest of your gastrointestinal tract.
But as Mike Adams writes, beyond the link to detrimental health effects, another danger from the ubiquitous ingredient comes from the toxic chemicals that are used to turn corn into cornstarch and then finally into high fructose corn syrup. One of these chemicals, glutaraldehyde, is a toxic chemical used in industrial water treatment systems, and it's used to sterilize medical equipment by killing living cells. It's also a well-known embalming chemical on top of the formaldehyde that you're finding are in vaccination. Toxic, toxic, toxic. How many toxins do we need? So toxic, it can actually burn a hole in your stomach, as explained in the material safety data sheet, the MSDS. And that's where you want to see this link. It's shocking. Are your kids drinking or eating anything with high fructose corn syrup? And as we talked about the formaldehyde adding to the embalming fluid mess in vaccination, I left off last hour talking about vaccines, and I realized there are a lot of parents coming to this awareness. You may have already made up your mind, and you think vaccinations are absolutely absurd, dangerous, and have no place in medicine, much less in your child. But there are many parents that are really on the fence, and they're very afraid because they're coming out of a paradigm where they overtly, covertly, consciously, unconsciously worshipped the doctors. These were the people that they placed their faith in. I know, I was there when I was younger. They knew better. They had to know better. All these vaccines, of course, and then suddenly you wake up one day and go, well, maybe they were lying. Or if they weren't lying, maybe they just didn't do their homework, if you're going to put it kindly. But the more you find out about what's in a vaccine, even if it were to work, the risk, the detriment to inject these substances in addition to the so-called attenuated or killed or live, who knows, pathogens, never really fully isolated in a conglomerate of a lot of messy things in there, is it worth it? And then they say, well, if I don't do vaccinations, Robert, what do I do? Eat food that's organic, for one, or beyond organic. The terrain is everything. The terrain is everything. You begin to understand the law of the terrain, the milieu, the environment, and this is where we're going. This is why I focus so much of my time and energy on talking about the quality of food, food that actually has the sustenance to provide your body. But before that, or simultaneous to that, does your body have the energy, the means? Is it healthy enough to be a hospitable environment for the microbes necessary to break down those foods to help release those nutrients from the food so that they are assimilated, so they are absorbed across the lining, the epithelial lining, the villi in your gut, which has been, by the way, damaged, repeatedly attacked and assaulted, not only by modern medicine, starting out with vaccination, but also by modern medicine with antibiotics and all of the other additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. Hey, say that 10 times fast. You know I've said it a few times in my life at this point. And, of course, you begin to understand the assault on our health begins with modern medicine. They're the starting point of our downward spiral into lifelong dependence on the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Isn't that nice? Isn't that lovely? No, it's actually not. But that's why you're reading Natural News. That's why you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You're ready to handle the truth, as they say. You can't handle the truth. Yes, you can. And that's why you're here. But those that want to keep you enslaved to modern medicine don't want you to know the truth. They pretend that you can't handle the truth. Democrats like Dick the Turban Durbin, they don't want you to know that supplements are much more beneficial. And, of course, do you no harm? First, do no harm. Where is Dick Durbin in this first do no harm? Well, the legislation he's introducing basically to improve dietary supplement safety. Listen, how much more can you improve dietary supplement safety? There are zero deaths. Actually, it is already in that sense of it is safer than safe. Because not only are there zero deaths to dietary supplements, you're actually saving lives. So we could call the death rate negative into the negative numbers. Negative 1,000, negative 10,000, negative hundreds of thousands. How many lives are saved by these organic whole food dietary supplements? That's right. It's in the negative, or that means positive. It means we're in the plus factor. We're saving lives, not killing people. Whereas you find with modern medicine, and I covered at the beginning of the show today, the outrage, the shocking outrage that modern medicine, pharmaceutical drugs are outpacing 4-1, 5-1, 10-1 the deaths caused by the illicit street drugs. Again, I'm no advocate for street drugs, but then when they still treat cannabis, marijuana, as a Schedule I substance, when who's dying from marijuana? People are dying from drinking alcohol and going out and riding cars, you know, under that influence. Again, I'm not advocating it per se, but it is medicine. It is a plant given to us by that which created us, and it can be used much more safely, much more beneficially and legitimately than anything coming out of the toxic pharmaceutical, pseudoscientific, medical, industrial, government, regulatory complex, which is responsible for a culture of death that is horrific. It's extraordinary, and it is coming to an end. And it's coming to, I guess, what do you call it, a timely or untimely death? I guess that's a matter of perspective. And yet I still argue for your freedom should you choose to go down that path, because it is not my role to dictate to you how you should live your life. And if we realize that, we would stop looking to, I guess, force people to live differently. You know, this is the concept of legislating morality. The only thing I can do is live a moral and ethical life and hopefully teach others to do the same and be an inspiration, and you can too, and guide them. I can't do it by the force of a gun. Sure, you can hold it at a gunpoint and say, don't do this. But is that legitimately earned? Is that person legitimately a moral person because you held a gun to their head to say, well, you can be nicer, you can be kinder, you can do something nice for a stranger, right? That's the whole idea of government-enforced charity, which is not charity, because unless charity comes from a spirit of volunteerism, it is not charity. It is done by force. It is done by fraud. To steal from you so that, oh, I think that money could be used better over here. You don't need that. Who am I to say you don't need it? Well, the government does that all the time and then very inefficiently reallocates that money while taking the vast majority of it and wasting it or giving it to criminals who support this culture of death that we do not support here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we certainly don't support that as we talk about going beyond organic here. Very special episode here of the Robert Scott Bell Show, live remote broadcast from the Palm Beach Convention Center, thanks to an invitation from my good friend Jordan Rubin, who's cranking it up. All the knowledge that he has developed over the years, having to overcome Crohn's disease and other deadly intestinal problems to develop Garden of Life and the great products there, and then beyond that now to take that organic up a notch. The reason I'm here is not to endorse or not endorse a product. I mean, you know that when I talk about something, it's because I utilize it, I know it firsthand, or I know the people behind it, and I have great trust in their integrity. And why I'm sharing this story with you today is because I want you to eat better. You know that. And I want you to have access, more access, to more products that will help you. And I am very concerned, as you know, about the access to these foods going into the future. And even access to the foods that are considered organic today. Are they really? How much have they been contaminated? We recognize the environmental threats that we're all facing and all the food is facing. So the cleaner we can get them, the better off we will all be. And that is why, among many reasons, I do what I do here. And that is why I'm also grateful that you would not only join me here on Natural News Radio every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but you would be willing to share your experiences, not only by calling me up, by telling your friends, by emailing, by cross-linking, by telling everybody about the Robert Scott Bell Show, by linking into robertscottbell.com, telling everybody about the archives, because the gift of healing doesn't quit after the show. It keeps on playing. It keeps on going. And I've done some things years ago that are still having an impact, as you can and maybe you have as well. And it only takes one person. And only one person that really matters is you. And of course, you would say that to your spouse or to your kids or grandkids. It matters to them as well. So much gratitude here. Special remote edition. When we come back from this break, we're going to be talking directly right here, right now, with my good friend Jordan Rubin. And we're going to talk about going beyond organic and all the wonderful things that brings. Thank you for being here. Rocking the health world. Back after this break. Say thanks to my sponsors.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
We are back, and as promised, my good friend Jordan Rube, known for many years. You've heard him on this show many times over the years, in fact. And we are live at the Palm Beach Convention Center, a very special event Jordan invited me to attend about the launch of Beyond Organic. And, of course, I've been eating organically since early 1990s when I had to overcome so many of my ailments and illnesses, very similar to Jordan's story as well. And he has changed the world. So many people have been benefited by his illness, as have been benefited by mine. And here we are taking organic to another level, Jordan. We talked a little bit earlier about this. I had you on my Sunday show again recently. But this launch is really exciting. I'm learning about the products, but fascinating the science that is going into Beyond Organic.
Well, it's interesting, Robert, because most people believe that food should be kind of, you know, just something we consume. It's a fuel. Sometimes we use it as a stress reliever. We celebrate with it. When we're sad, we consume it. Many people don't realize that food and beverages are really the essence of life. What we put in our body determines who we are tomorrow and the next day. And so when it comes to Beyond Organic, we really wanted to create a bedrock standard of food that was healthy. Now, to me, healthy is two things: nutrient density,
right,
minimal toxicity. If you get nutrients in the cells and waste out, you're going to be healthier. And so we believe that history shows us a way to produce these foods, mm-hmm. but by using modern science, we can understand how to appropriately present those foods. We talked last night in depth, and I'm sure you're referring in part to this,
yes.
on dairy products. Dairy products are a real mystery. We know that most people that try to eat healthy, that buy organic dairy, they come to you or I and say, hey, I'm buying organic dairy. They've got this carton,
yes.
which has ultra-pasteurized, homogenized, skimmed, synthetic nutrient-enhanced, grain-fed, wrong genetic cattle.
Yeah, but it's still considered organic. And on
right.
top of that, you know, we talked also about the need to go close to raw as possible as well, and the government seemingly attacking anybody that wants to consume, even like people like going to a farm and doing it. It's just bizarre how we're having to regain we talk about health sovereignty, right? We want to talk about giving the people the nutrients so that they can maintain their health and not depend upon somebody else that may or may not have their best interest at heart, maybe will bankrupt them in the process of not even getting them well. You went through so much
sure.
of the medical search, even the holistic search to get well. And so we're all about getting people back to those tools and the access to the best quality of foods here. So I'm just watching you, what you're doing, and navigating this terrain. I'm amazed what's happening here. It's really exciting.
Well, one thing, Robert, that I think is important is that we live in America, and we don't have to agree with the rules. We don't have to appreciate the rules. We can believe that the USDA, the FDA, the FTC don't have our best health in mind. But one thing that we've decided to do at Beyond Organic, Robert, is not have a scenario where in order to get your food, you have to come to some dark alley with an unmarked cooler and a mask and cash only and using your own your first
I'm
name.
I'm telling you, it's bizarre.
This is what we've done every week for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
We don't have to wonder if what we're getting, since it doesn't have a label, has any safety measurements that or checks and balances, quality control. We realize that a lot, Robert, of what people say they can and can't do within the regulations really has to do with what they're willing to do. Mm-hmm. And we found a way to create what we believe to be the world's healthiest dairy products to be regulatory compliant to be able to ship nationwide. You don't have to sneak it. You don't have to worry if we're going to be raided. We are taking the best of ancient wisdom and combining it with modern science. And I think that's important because as people begin to depend on these foods, they need to be able to consume them regularly. You know, Robert, I've been an advocate of local farms for so long, and I've been to a lot of them, and they do a good job. They don't do a great job many times.
Well,
these
people
are heroes of mine, but when I go there,
they don't have the resources often to really take it to the where, unless you have like one or two or three cows. I mean, once you start growing, it gets very difficult to do what we know needs to be done. And I support as well the local farmers, the local community. There's so many attacks on them. It's very hard for them to even maintain any business
now.
Well, it's
true. And it's at, right, a neighbor of ours in South Central Missouri, where we have our Beyond Organic Ranches, has recently gone through this. But you know, Robert, as much as we fight the regulation and we think our freedoms are being taken away, when you go to some of those hearings and you see what discretions that or indiscretions that these small farms have made, you realize, Robert, they didn't take the steps to create a pure, safe product. They were a little sloppy.
Sure.
And we really believe that we're taking old world processing and using the latest in modern science. So we're a small farm planning to deliver our foods and beverages from our farm to your family.
Yeah.
And best of all, Robert, in addition to educating people with a great new book called Live Beyond Organic, a magazine called Beyond Organic Living, and a TV show called Beyond Organic, you can see where our naming comes from, we are going to give people an opportunity to share this message with others and then get their Beyond Organic foods and beverages for free or even earn additional income.
Well, you know, this was what's nice here. We've got a lot of problems with our economy, and you and I have talked about this as well, the, what it's based on. A lot of times it's based on taking and not giving anything back as well. And, of course, the quality of the food is something, you know, I live this lifestyle. You live this lifestyle. Many of the people that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show live it or want to live it. And I saw what you're doing. I was like, food. Now, I'm eating food all the time. My family, my kids are eating food all the time. You're establishing something that's like, if even if I go no further, because obviously it's a business opportunity with Beyond Organic, I'm going to be buying this food because I'm going to be eating it because of the quality I appreciate.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be doing that anyway. And so I see that as at the very least you have access to another quality food, perhaps be, as we say, Beyond Organic, as I'm learning about the science here. I want to talk a little bit about the dairy products. So go back to, you know, the biblical kind of thought forms. It was all raws, of course. We have a very great difficulty in navigating that terrain today because we know the regulatory environments. You seem to have found a way to do this, but the other things, you talked in your discussion, you talked about the devil in the milk. And I want you to relate this as well. You mentioned it before when we talked, but I want to go a little more detail if you don't mind, because I think it's a fascinating thing because a lot of people are intolerant, but it's because of the way milk is, the cows have been bred over many years now. We don't have access to some things that in ancient times were very prevalent in the milk that made it easy to digest, for instance.
Sure. Well, this is really a message and a 10 radio programs in and of itself, Robert. But suffice it to say that people in the Middle East, India, and Africa have largely subsisted on dairy products throughout their history. But when those same people, when Eastern Indians, when African Americans, when Middle Easterners come to America, Europe, and even Australia, they become intolerant to dairy. In fact, they are the most intolerant. I'm Jewish. Jewish people are as well as African Americans, most intolerant. But my ancestry goes back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who consumed almost entirely dairy and the meat that came from animals. They were nomads. They raised and followed the flocks and herds. For years, I've been recommending goat and sheep milk, which is hard to find, and Robert, it's hard to get someone to consume it.
You're right, but much more assimilable, easy to interact with as far as from the Western diet now we see. So there had to be some distinct differences, and you've identified those and found a way, it seemed, to bring it back into the dairy realm.
Absolutely. Well, cattle have a unique amount of nutrition that they consume and they produce in their dairy that makes them, I believe, superior to goat and sheep. But there's always been something in the milk. And when I heard in 2006 about this casein that was the result of a genetic mutation that was believed to occur a few thousand years ago, where in 99.999% of milk in America, Australia, and Europe actually contains a beta casein A1 that forms BCM7. It's beta casomorphine 7. You've heard morphine, right?
Yeah.
What it does is when it goes into your gut, it has an opiate response. Now, we all know about gluten. It's the baddest bad guy in the world. 5 years ago, nobody cared.
Pro-inflammatory, everything.
Now, gluten's the worst in the world. Gluten has two receptor sites that it affects and causes an opiate response. Beta casein A1 has 46.
Wow.
Now, we need to understand, Robert, that somebody who feels like they can't consume any dairy, so they're avoiding casein and gluten. Instead, they're consuming rice milk, almond milk, or even worse, soy milk. They're missing the probiotics, the proteins, the calcium, the phosphorus. Dairy is a great source of nutrition, Robert. It always has been. Mm. We have found a way to reestablish the heritage breed of cattle, much like India, Africa, Middle East, and produce a cultured, green-fed dairy product, much like cultured products before, except old-world processing.
Yeah.
Low-temperature processing to allow proteins to be intact in some
I want to talk about that briefly, because this is exciting to me, because kefir, depending on who you're talking to, they'll pronounce, but it's really growing tremendous. I'm so glad of the awareness. You know, my friend Donna Gates has been very big promoter of that, and it's brought a lot of awareness where it wasn't before. But you go into the health food store, and you find all of these products are mandated to be pasteurized. So you're taking a product and having to kind of reinfuse it in a way that you hope it's good. And of course, we find also that the large dairy farms, even if they're organic, they can do things that if you knew, you'd be saying, that's not the organic I thought it was.
Right.
So you have developed a product, I mean, it's probably an ancient product too. You call it Amasi, right? And I think this goes into the realm of kefir, or maybe beyond it when we talk about beyond organic, which I want to introduce people to, because the whole concept of kefir is good and it's right, but I'm concerned about the quality of what's out there, and I want people to get the best for restoration of integrity, digestive, and other things.
Sure, and do you know, Robert, and this really bothers me, I don't believe that there's any kefir on the market, in health food stores or otherwise, that is true whole milk.
You're right.
I taught everyone last night, and it's shocking to people, whole milk doesn't mean whole milk. Whole milk means 3.5% fat. Our cows in the summer produce about 4.6. What's important about that 1.1% of fat, Robert?
Yeah.
Vitamins A, D, E, and K. Mm-hmm. Some of the most important nutrients, some of the most efficient in American diets. We use the term the cream of the crop. The cream always rises to the top. Why do people skim their milk, Robert? To make butter and ice cream.
Why do they
sell you skim milk for the same price as whole?
Yeah.
So that you'll be deficient in those fats and crave their ice cream and their cream.
It's great marketing.
It's a horrible situation. But we take all the dairy that our cows produce from their green-fed diet, produce true whole milk, old world processing, long time culturing, more pre-digestion, 30 species of probiotics. Mm-hmm. Robert, if I sat here and told you how beneficial Amasi was as compared to anything else you could get, it would run over time, let me tell you that. The good news is the Maasai tribe who inspire this beverage, while barbaric, were the strongest
warriors.
And most prolific warriors in Africa, because they knew what to eat, and their diet largely subsisted of a cultured dairy product made in a calabash, which is a dried gourd, allowing organisms, not just yogurt organisms, but organisms, wild yeast from the air, to culture it, to bring a beverage that is phenomenal. You go to Africa, you see it in stores.
Yes.
You talk to an African, they consumed it every day for breakfast. We are introducing for the first time in America an ancient beverage for modern health.
Well, I'm very excited. I've been to, you know, West Africa twice and was able to, you know, interact with a lot of things I never had seen here in our culture. And of course, I was funny with my message to them. They look at, you know, you come to there and you're speaking to them, they're looking for wisdom. I'm like, you guys have the wisdom, you have it in the bush, save your medicine, save your food, teach the world about what makes this, you know, the heart of or cradle of civilization in ancient times. And they were shocked to hear that. But that's, again, another thing that I'm so excited about what you're doing is you're bringing that kind of concept back out thousands of years old,
back into modern context of the Western world where we desperately need the nutrition. We have abandoned nutrition here, and we're suffering because of it.
Sure. And then, Robert, I also introduced just this morning a new beverage that we believe is the combination of kombucha, coconut water, and sports drinks called Swerovive. And Swerovive takes a food that Galen and Hippocrates, fathers of modern medicine, original medicine, called healing waters. I remember on our ranch watching as our cheese was being made, seeing this golden, vibrant liquid going down the drain. And I said, what is that? And they said it was whey. Now, I knew what it was. Mm-hmm. But I did some research, and you and I have been in this industry a while.
Yes.
One of the best-selling nutritional supplements in the 70s and 80s was a probiotic cultured whey product.
Right.
And I realized by looking at the nutrients in this lacto-fermented cultured beverage that it's loaded with potassium, naturally occurring sodium, 250 milligrams of calcium per 8 ounces, and it lists 7 B vitamins. The list goes on. And I realized this is what people are looking for. So we created a beverage combining Beyond Organic green-fed probiotic whey with rainwater, our purest water that we can find.
Yeah, you spell it R-E-I-G-N, right?
Well, they're not,
we're not collecting it from the top. You know, this is the thing, too. Mike Adams and I just did a food security event, big event about talking about the lack of quality of food, but also the concern we have for the delivery of food.
Right.
You know, we talk about the grocery stores, if they have 4 days on hand in New York City, you mentioned the other night, was it
16 hours,
right? And so we want to talk about getting people, you know, supplies of these things so that they're on hand and have them in a viable way. They don't need to be preserved with synthetic toxins, but they have a shelf life of their own that can get us through, you know, some really tough times.
And here's how. When you culture the whey, the pH drops and it preserves the product the ancient way, and then we add to it essential oils, organic essential oils,
the essence
of plants, oils from ginger and lemon and orange with benefits of their own that you well know.
Yes, yeah.
And what we have, Robert, is a organic honey sweetened, lightly effervescent, very lightly cultured beverage that could serve as a sports or performance drink that can be consumed when people just lack thirst or lack strength.
Mm.
Get loaded with electrolytes. We're talking about 300 plus milligrams of potassium. I mean, it's a real superfood.
Stand by. I want to take a break here. So we have one more segment with Jordan Rubin, special event here from the Palm Beach Convention Center. He was invited, kind enough to invite me to check out what's going on here with the launch of Beyond Organic. And I'm duly impressed with the science behind it, the integrity of the products, and it's the way you want to eat anyway. So we'll talk about how to get some of these things as well after the break right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind. And yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com. And you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
Got a question for Robert?
Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
72% of America is obese or overweight. Heart disease, cancer, and diabetes are at all-time highs. America is sick, fat, and confused. Hi, I'm Kevin Brown, author of The Liberation Diet. I'd like to personally invite you to join me for a four-week intensive course called Liberation Wellness for Life. In this course, you'll learn the truth about how to use real food to lose weight without sacrificing good taste or nutrition. Come on. Summer's just around the corner. You can lose weight with real foods. Think it can't be done? Listen to a few satisfied customers.
I would absolutely recommend Kevin's program to people who are serious about their own success, serious about their own good health, and serious about improving the quality of their life.
Join me for this very special online event. Go to liberationwellness.com and click the online class link. Mention Natural News Radio and receive a $20 discount. That's liberationwellness.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's
Scott,
a brave Scott, and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
We're talking with Jordan Rubin here at a special event, the launch of Beyond Organic. And as I said, I've been living this lifestyle organically for so many years, and we have a lot of challenges we're facing and have faced for a long time, but seemingly they get more daunting as we go, not less so. And so I always look for the ways to get the good quality food, the minerals that are available to you, the probiotics that also make that possible. And Jordan Rubin has been very innovative over the years with Garden of Life, of course, and now he's launching Beyond Organic. I want to let you all know about it. If you're hungry, this is the place to get some hunger satiation with legitimate and real food with real minerals present, and they're going to be available to your body. Jordan, again, thanks for being here, and thanks for inviting me to be here today.
Glad you could be here. It's really important, Robert, that I team up with colleagues over the years to get this message out, because we have taken a considerable amount of effort and resources. This is my life's work. I've been looking to do this. I committed to doing this. It was a dream of mine when I was 20 years of age, just overcoming my illness. I knew these foods and beverages were needed.
Yes.
I knew that they were going to be hard to find. And when I found them for my own health, I saw the future where my family would need them.
Yes.
My friends would need them. And those that heard this message would need them. And I just committed one day I'm going to help grow and raise the world's healthiest foods. But I've been surrounded by such a great group of people,
mm-hmm.
such great exposure to learning and knowledge, that we have found things, Robert, that have exceeded our expectations. Who would have thought that you could consume 1 ounce of cheese? And that's a food almost everybody likes.
Right. And here, by the way, I like raw cheeses. And I realize that the cheese out there is not as raw as you think it is.
Yeah, raw is an unregulated term. And what happens when you make cheese, it's if you do it in small batches, you get some variation. But people don't like variation. They like consistency. Large batch industrial organic production, and that's a term you need to know. It was introduced, I believe, by Michael Pollan in mm-hmm. Omnivore's Dilemma and later Food, Inc. Industrial organic is the organic program where people skate by the organic regulations. They feed grain. They allow chickens access to pasture, but they don't really go out.
Mm.
Kind of like if we were in a building, we grow up and are conditioned, even if the 10th story window is open, not
yeah.
to jump out of it. If you're yeah. a chicken and you're raised in a coop and you have a door that you can go out of, but you've
sure.
never seen your parents do it and no one's ever done it, would you do it?
Yeah.
That's all you need to be cage-free, Robert. I mean,
that's amazing. Anyway, you can have, I guess, a courtyard paved over, and it's, well, they're outdoors.
Yeah,
would they eat the pavement?
Sunlit porches.
Yeah.
It's pretty tough. But we realized that cheese, being that there was no raw regulations, that some big suppliers, industrial organic, they actually heat the dairy 1 degree below pasteurization temperature but can still call it raw because it's not pasteurized.
Mm.
So what that's doing is the enzymes and the living organisms are gone. We created really raw cheese.
Yes.
Basically, the cows are milked on our farm and ranch. The milk goes right into the cheese vat. It is cultured. It never goes above cow's body temperature, which is 101.5 roughly.
Wow.
You
yeah.
get a better flavor and more nutrients. And because it's grain-fed, cheese is a powerhouse for nutrients, Robert. In fact,
yes.
we talk a lot about food storage and preparedness. You and I do off the air.
Yes.
Do you know that cheese is one of the greatest storage foods? I mean, I know
it can last.
We talk about bread and things like that, but you know, government cheese isn't a variety.
Right.
I mean, it's stored, and cheese, if it's stored at the right conditions underground, can be aged for 10 years.
Yeah.
So, Robert, I got to tell you, when I want to eat healthy in bad times. Sure, we can do some rehydrated foods and soups and things like that.
Right.
1 ounce of really raw cheese contains 7 grams of protein, 10 grams of what I believe are healthy fats, carrying fat-soluble
vitamins.
The fats
are so critical.
ADE and vitamin K2. It's one of the best sources. CLA, omega-3 fats, and about 250 milligrams of calcium in 1 ounce. And Robert, our really raw cheese is infused with probiotics. I want every parent in America to send 1 ounce of our cheese to school with their kids.
That would be nice,
to give
yes.
them nutrients and protection.
You know,
with cheese.
I still find it funny because we grew up at a time where fat was the enemy. And still, some people still think it
Absolutely.
Is. Honestly, it's amazing that that pervades. But we're talking about embracing the fat and increasing the fat. You talked about the whole milk not being whole milk, because they're actually skimming some of it off, and you're going up to as high as, what did you say, 4.5%?
Well, we go with whatever the cows
whatever
produce.
The cows
some
are
of our cows produce 5.5%.
Wow,
fat,
that's stunning. And, you know, for me, I've been an advocate for embracing fat because we're so fat deficient.
Absolutely.
One of the greatest dangers we have. Of course, endocrine disruption in children because we're giving them low fat. And so this is another element beyond even the probiotics and going beyond organic is going back to the integrity of food in ways that I haven't heard any producers talk about, perhaps ever.
Right.
So what you're doing, you know, I don't need to pat you on the back. You know what you're doing. But, again, you had the vision. I remember, one of my favorite plays over the years was Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat,
yep.
right? And my wife got to see it in London. She grew up in London there, too, for a while. And you're talking about the story of Joseph, right? And we're here, we're talking about the famine for 7 years kind of concept. And I've been very aware of these things for many years. You kind of had that sense about it. It's like, we have got to get, we can't wait for somebody to do it. We can't wait for the government to do it. You're out there doing it, utilizing whatever's left of the free market, my gosh, to get this food out there. And have you been able to clear a lot of those hurdles? We talk a little bit about the regulatory, but it sounds like you've been very creative in allowing the food to maintain the integrity, yet maintain a way that you're not going to be unable to get the food out to the people.
Well, you know what, Robert? A lot of industrial, organic, and natural companies that are owned by mega conglomerates, public companies. Have you ever seen that chart that shows the top organic food brands
yes.
and who they're really owned
oh,
by?
Oh, yes.
It's pretty sad.
Yeah.
And when you understand that they're using the regulatory environment to deceive. In fact, they're saying, well, we can't produce our product without denaturing our proteins through pasteurization. We can't produce our products without, you know, culturing for a very short time and adding synthetic nutrients back and thickeners. Mm-hmm. It's not true. I'll give you an example. We process our amasi
right.
with something that's called low temperature processing. It qualifies for pasteurization,
mm-hmm.
but you can heat the milk for 30 minutes at a lower temperature.
Right.
And you still maintain some of the organisms.
Well, you're not going to denature it.
And you don't
then.
Denature
that's,
the proteins.
That's critical.
Because we want the proteins to be broken down by the probiotics and their enzymes,
let the microbes
not by
do
the
it.
Heat. And so what we've done is we've taken something where we spend 30 minutes, Robert,
mm-hmm.
but guess what? If you heat it at ultra heat treatment or ultra pasteurization,
yeah.
10 seconds.
So
what is that? What is 10 seconds? Do you know what that means to food production? Lots
huge
of
money. Huge money. Yeah,
30
exactly.
minutes versus 10 seconds. And then the culturing. Yogurt, usually cultured for 4 hours. Why? How many do you get a day?
Right.
You get 6 batches cultured. We culture our dairy based on the pH outcome. Could be 10 hours, could be 16 hours. A dairy specialist said, why in the world would you do that? Because I want the organisms to be exposed to the product and do an old world processing to make it more tolerable and more nutritious. Bottom line, if Beyond Organic foods and beverages are not the best expression of what me and my family need to consume,
sure.
it's not coming out. And again, as I mentioned earlier, Robert, this is about people consuming the best foods. And everyone that I know that goes to a raw food co-op, mm-hmm. that you know goes to a health food store, they've told 10, 20, 30, 50 people, have they ever gotten a thank you? Have they ever gotten a discount? Have they ever gotten a check?
Right.
No. You join Beyond Organic, buy the world's healthiest foods, you tell some folks, you're getting money back. Mm-hmm. You're getting your food half off, free. You're getting extra dollars. And
well,
you're getting educated.
Jordan, when I was sitting with my wife in the audience listening to the price points as well, I would ask my wife, so how much do we pay for that normally? Because she's the one that gets all
right,
the food. So
right.
she knows. Even the organic chocolate you were saying, well, no, I pay about the same there. And so for the comparable quality or what is perceived to be the comparable quality out in the market, you're really not talking about what could or should maybe be charged in this regard, quite honestly. And I said, honey, tell me, is this way more expensive? She said, no, we're paying about that already.
Right, and that's the point, Robert. We were blessed to be able to create vertical integration. We own the land, we own the cows, we own the processing
facility.
That's
how you can do it.
We have trucks. We have a great local distribution center to send products from our farm to your family. We own the spring for the water. Otherwise, we couldn't do this. We are able to give. We're able to produce. And it's really sustainable. We're working on alternative energy for all of our infrastructure. We're in the certification process for organic for all of our processing. We already have our land certified. The water where the spring comes from is organic now. Even though water can't be organic, our land is certified.
Sure.
Again, folks, we're not bashing organic. I love organic. We're a big part of the organic program. I just think that the industrial organic revolution is causing some deception, and people don't understand label reading, and it's important that they finally knew what was going on. But as far as price point goes, we knew that we had to provide people good products at good pricing. Bottom line, Robert, I showed a diagram yesterday at our seminar how a Beyond Organic green-fed dairy runs. I told you that conventional or even industrial organic cows can produce 60 to 80 pounds of milk a day. Beyond Organic green-fed
cows on drugs, though.
Produced, no, even organic.
Even
Robert,
the organic
it's grain
ones.
That's doing it.
Oh, good Lord.
20 or 30 pounds a day for our milk.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at, we produce a third or a half, we're still offering the products at a comparable price.
Yeah, that's astonishing, really.
We're doing it because we want people everywhere to live Beyond Organic. And what's great, Robert, is we've got a program right now, as people are listening, called Beyond Organic Insider. If you're thinking that you're interested in ordering our Amasi or intrigued by our raw cheese, you heard Robert mention our Beyond Organic chocolate, our Suero Vive, the Way of Life beverage that is a tonic elixir. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in green-fed beef that is both green-fed, green-finished, and biblically processed, you'll learn about that. If you're even thinking about being interested, go to Beyond Organic Insider. Actually, better off, Robert, go to the link on your website.
Sure.
Click through. It's free to sign up. For the next few months, we're going to teach you about these products, allow you to bring other people in, and you'll have until October 15th to decide if you want to purchase, if you want to share the message, and if you don't, then hopefully you've learned enough to find local sources of comparable foods.
Well, I think what I can see here, and by the way, as I said, if you're already eating this way and want to eat even better, that's the least you can do. And beyond that, if you want to go beyond that, that's the point. This is the freedom here that we have, and I love that. But I think I see also perhaps the elevation. Like when certain companies came out, when Garden of Life came out with whole food type products, suddenly you started seeing other companies trying to do the same. So it tends to elevate those around you. So if we talk about organic or beyond organic, I could see an improvement, a stress that's positive, to stress on those organic producers to do better because they're not doing as well as we believe they can do and should do. So I see a positive
influx
by doing this.
And Robert, every dairy in America, England, Europe, Australia can breed the way that we are to produce cattle that produce milk that is more tolerable. It'll take 10 years for the average dairy to do it, and it'll take a big commitment and essentially admitting that there's a better way.
Yeah.
But everything we're doing, Robert, can be done in 10,000 farms in America. My goal is not to feed everyone myself. My goal is to feed many, start a revolution, and as you said, elevate the industry. And if we hurt some feelings and step on some toes in the meantime...
Well, I never bothered with that. I've been talking radio.
What's the title of your show? Stepping on Your Toes with Robert Scott Bell. You know, if you have to be innovative.
Yes.
The bottom line is I've been going out of my way to find these foods for the last 15 years. It's time you had access to them too. It shouldn't be just a few. It shouldn't be in only certain locations. It shouldn't be those that are in the know. It should be everybody. You should know where your food comes from. It should be healthy. Remember, nutrient dense, toxin free. It should be sustainable. It should be authentic, like your great grandmother consumed. And it should be transparent. You know, and I know, that we want to feed our children, our families, food and beverages that we know where they come from.
Right.
The average industrial organic dairy product, Robert, comes from thousands of cows and maybe dozens of farms. Why is that bad? Well, it's a mix of all kinds of things. You could come visit us and find out where your spring water comes from, where your Amasier cheese comes from. You can watch it being done. We have nothing to hide.
By the way, those sirens aren't coming for us. I just will let you know if you could hear them. We're out here at the Palm Beach Convention Center doing some broadcasting here with Jordan Rubin, just wrapping up a couple more minutes. And I know he's got to go. There's so much busyness happening, but really exciting launch that's happening. You know, we want to elevate this thing. I want to have people to have access. That's why I'm covering this story, because I think it's important to, you know, not just talk about these things, but to have people have access to them, learn about them, try them, and whether you want to take it and just buy it, whether you want to do more than that. Again, that's the freedom we all have. That's what I want you to know about. And Jordan, what you're doing here is sensational. And, you know, I'm very excited to learn more about it, the science behind it as well. And I can't wait till I can get my first Amasi taste.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it looks like it'll be a really great thing, because we've been doing the probiotic, the kefirs, for many years and realizing that it's not as good as it needs to be. And that's where you're seemingly taking it.
Well, you know that both of the largest kefir companies are owned by a food conglomerate giant that pumps so many hormones and other things into their products that it's just unbelievable. This is the true essence of food. One taste, and you'll be coming back for more. You know what's great, Robert? I have had an extraordinary career with Garden of Life. I continue to formulate and really believe in those products, that they are the essence of food in supplement form. But everybody knows what you have on your plate for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, in your fridge and in your cupboard, is more important than what you have in the palm of your hand and in a bottle. I love supplements. I take them. But I want to replace some foundational elements, and that involves beverages and foods. And if you're listening, you've got to become a Beyond Organic Insider. Again, it's no obligation. Click on the link on Robert's site. Click through. Sign up. You'll receive some emails. You'll receive meeting updates. We're doing seminars, presentations. You'll have an opportunity to tell your friends, and come the end of this year, you'll be able to live Beyond Organic along with us.
Well, we're having a yummy time doing it. And Jordan Rubin, always great to see you. You're looking great after all those years of shrinking away to nothing. You're doing wonderful work and inspiring people all over the world. And I appreciate your friendship and all the good works that you're doing.
Thank you so much, Robert.
All right, that's Jordan Rubin right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got one more segment to wrap up today's show. Stay with us. Lots of healing to do with a little time to do it in. We'll be right back.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells, to help your immune system, and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
back in the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, wrapping it up here. Final segment of today's show, special remote broadcast edition. Thanks again to my good friend Jordan Rubin. And if you're not clear on why I do what I do, how many times do I have to say it? I'll say it again. Like I said, the access to the information, the access to the food, the products, the services, from time to time I will spotlight because I feel they are worthy of your attention. Should you decide to act on it, it's completely up to you. As I said, we have a link at robertscottbell.com. It'll say Beyond Organic Insider. Click it while you can. It's free. Sign up. Learn about it. And at the very least, do what I'm doing. Get the food once it's available because we're eating it anyway, right? And let's eat the better quality. We'll all be better for it. Now, what else is in the news as we're jamming here at the last segment of the Robert Scott Bell Show today? You know, we talked about this story about kids and TV and sedentary and obesity and diabetes. Looks like, according to Reuters here, and it's up on Yahoo News, I've got this link up, cutting down TV time doesn't help kids lose weight, according to the latest study. Now, I could have told you that because I said it isn't the TV that's causing people to gain weight. It's what they're eating while they're watching it, or even when they're not watching it. Because it's likely that if kids are watching a lot of TV and eating junk food with hydrogenated oils, with high fructose corn syrup, whether they're watching the TV or not, they're still getting the same garbage, the CRAP food. So trying to help children lose weight by cutting back on the time they spend in front of a TV or video game is not the biggest impact. And this is according to a study out of Canada, where they go out and play hockey instead of watch TV. Now, the intervention is designed to reduce overall screen time, including individual and family counseling, automatic monitoring of screen time in classroom curricula. They've all been unsuccessful, largely. This is according to Catherine Birkin of the Hospital for Sick Children Research Institute in Toronto. Eh? Yes, in Toronto. For the study, which appears in the Archives of Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine, Birkin and her colleagues reviewed 13 large studies involving more than 3,000 children. Now, the methods were not, the study tested were unable to help the children lose weight or watch less TV, evidently. But she says here, obesity is a complex problem that is probably not going to be solved by one particular intervention in one particular setting. Well, there's your moment of duh. I could have told you that. But that doesn't mean it can't be solved. Of course not. Of course not. What are we going to do with these people? Catherine, you don't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show or you know how to solve it. According to the article, experts for decades have worried about the impact on young viewers of the violence and sexual content in some TV programs, movies, and video games. But another issue is that children watch TV or playing video games instead of playing outside. Well, that is a big concern of mine, the lack of exercise, the lack of activity and movement. But according to the report, one in four children in the U.S. watches an average of 4 hours of TV every day. The study did find some interventions succeeded with very young children when preschool-aged children had cut their screen time by nearly 4 hours per week on average. So the younger, the better. Obviously, you want to key them into activity younger so they don't get into the couch potato mode because it's a normal part of their infancy. Now, it's certainly possible to teach parents to reduce screen time in young children, according to Bert. I don't know. Do you think it's possible to teach parents to not allow their children to sit blindly by the TV for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? Food is very rewarding. It's a rewarding event to everyone. To children, so is screen time. So people are looking at this as a reward for screen time. They basically want more of the same because it kind of gives them an endorphin high, whether it be from food or the electronic signature being delivered into their brains or skulls full of mush, as it was called by a conservative talk radio host so many years ago. He coined that, Rush Limbaugh. But the reality is it isn't just the TV. As I said, it's the diet. It's what they're eating. TV is like anything else. You can utilize it. It can have some benefit. It can be educational. It can be engaging and entertaining and informative. But to utilize it in conjunction with a good, healthy diet, healthy amounts of exercise. I feel like, why do I even need to say this? But a study like this comes out and still doesn't get it. And I'm wondering, well, I guess they need some moments of duh as well. So according to the study by Yahoo, cutting down on TV is not sufficient. Okay, that is why we talk about food so prevalently here on the Robert Scott Bell Show again. The quality of the food. Can we continue to subsist on food that is devoid of the vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals necessary for good health, good life? Or is proficient in genetically modified abominations? Is this how we're going to help our children? No. We've got to go organic. We've got to go even beyond organic, as Jordan Rubin brought to us today here with this very special edition. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to do so. But we also have to promote concepts of detoxification. Yes, even in children.
My children do get seaweed every day. My children do get a little extra whole food selenium every day, a little bit of extra glucose tolerance factor chromium every day. And by the way, I want to remind you about the intestinal health thing. Remember, we had Kat James on yesterday on Advanced Medicine Monday. Jonathan from ChooseToBeHealthy.com says this week, if you call up and order two boxes of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, he will give you one of Kat James' books called The Truth About Beauty, absolutely free. So that's really exciting. That's available. You'll get good information from Kat, and she's learned a lot through, well, the hard way, having to overcome so much in her life as well. That's why I respect her immensely. And anybody who has been through these things, as has Jordan Rubin, give them a lot of props for coming back, and not only that, but then being willing to share their story, however hard it may be, to help others in need. And of course, this is what, again, we're all about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Grateful. A lot of gratitude flowing today. I can't help myself. That's just what's happening here. So grateful that you would join me. Remember the website, robertscottbell.com. There are links up there to all the cool things that I like and like you to do. Also grateful that you're listening to this through naturalnewsradio.com. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, helps make this possible. Say thanks to him for me. And, of course, sign up for email alerts every day. You'll know what's in the information, the news that we are about to get out, sometimes long before the rest of the media covers it. Otherwise, we have to help you reinterpret what's out there in the mainstream media that is so toxic and polluted to get you through it. And that's what I'm glad to do, because I know you're helping others to do the same. And it's really a wonderful thing to pay it forward in this way. So once again, thanks for helping me rock the health world here on a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be back tomorrow with more exciting healing surprises. And in the meantime, I'm here just to remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.